I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Tonight, my guests are in this dancery, giving all your burning questions an answery. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Mary J. Blige and Method Man now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun. MCAC on Bravo TV.
Candied apples. We're back, everybody. It's Watch What Happens Live at home. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, back from summer break with two music and acting mega talents who can fittingly take anyone to school. They're currently starring on Power Book 2, Ghost, Sundays on Stars. It is the queen of hip hop soul, Mary J. Blige. Hey, Mary J.
Hey, Andy.
I love you so much. I'm so excited you're here with a man who drops bars, but hopefully his Wi-Fi doesn't. It is Method Man, everybody. Hey, Method Man.
Hey, I look fantastic too, Andy.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Now, I know Mary's in Jersey. Where are you, Method Man?
I'm in Staten Island.
Oh, yeah, perfect. I love it. Okay, that's what I hoped. Okay, we're all on the East Coast. Now, Mary and Method Man, between the two of you, there is a trove of history to delve into. But I want to start with a relic from the very recent Bravo past. Mary, take a look at Marlo Hampton's Halloween costume from 2019. What do you think? How did she do, Mary?
Wow, she nailed it. That's amazing. She nailed it.
She really did.
Yeah.
She really did. Speaking of nailing it, Mary and Method Man, you have collaborated on TV and music, but I want to know, outside of work, whose voice dominates between the two of you? We're going to start the show playing a game called More Power to Who? I have questions about who has more influence between the two of you. I'm going to count down from three. I want the two of you to answer at the same time. Okay. If the two of you took a road trip together, who would get to control the radio? 3, 2, 1.
Mary.
Me.
All right. Okay. I'd let Mary control the radio. Which one of you is most guilty of flubbing their lines on set? 3, 2, 1.
Meth.
Me.
Okay, you both. Which one of you would be in charge of choreo for a joint TikTok video? 3, 2, 1. Who's better at choreo?
Mary. I can't dance.
All right. Okay, which
yeah,
one
it'd
of
be
you...
me. It'd be me.
It would be Mary. Which one of you do you believe tips more at restaurants? 3, 2, 1.
Mary. Mary.
All right. Okay, last but not least, and I think I know the answer to this question, but which of you would you say has the more expensive wardrobe? 3, 2, 1.
Meth.
Thanks.
That wasn't what I was going to say, but I like it. All right.
Tricky.
Well, Mary, you have buddied up with so many megastars that any A-list event probably feels like a family affair. So I want to reminisce on your sis. I'm going to present you with women you've crossed paths with personally or professionally. I just want you to give us one favorite quality that describes each of these women. And I want to start with the late, great Whitney, who you performed with several times.
Oh, man, the most generous woman I've ever met. A giver, beautiful spirit, just too generous.
What about Aretha Franklin? I saw you perform together at Divas once, which was incredible. And you've worked together a few times, and I know you're in the upcoming Aretha movie.
Yeah, teacher, tough love mentor. she gives it to us tough.
What was the best thing she taught you, Mary?
I mean, I guess that you just can't be nice all the time, you know. She was not nice all the time. And she taught us that you had to know what you wanted in the business. So she was definitely that mentor to me, watching her just never really smiling. And I never really smiled in my early career either. But when I met her, I was like, okay, I get it. I get why we don't smile. We have to be tough as women in the business.
Mm-hmm. Chaka Khan.
Wow. Another mentor. She gave me some of the best advice I've ever gotten in my life. She told me to get out of my own way, and I've been using that since that day.
What about Beyonce?
Talent, a pure, extreme, beautiful talent. I mean, just all talent.
How about Missy Elliott?
Man, just amazing. I mean, everything about Missy is amazing. It's just everything.
Last up, Lil' Kim.
My baby girl. I mean, one of the most incredible female rappers that opened the door for so many women. You know, she's a trailblazer and, you know, one of the biggest rappers and, you know, one of the most respected rappers in the business.
Mary J, you two, people may not remember this, but you were actually co-presenting with her when Diana Ross came up and flicked her boob at the MTV Awards. What was going through your mind when that happened?
I mean, I was embarrassed for Kim, and I was really pissed when that happened, you know, because that's my little sister and my friend. And, you know, Kim is courageous. She's going to do what Kim does. So I think we all should respect it. Like, we should respect Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj, and, you know, Cardi, you know. So respect little Kim, you know. This is what they do. Respect them, you know. It's what they do.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Mary. Now, Method Man, your lyrical skills are endless, but for this next game, I am stopping the flow short. I have questions. Answer with as few words as possible with a Method Man of few words. Okay, sir, what would your wife say is your most annoying habit?
Snoring.
Okay. What is the best thing about being famous?
The money.
The what?
The money.
The money. Yes. Damn what nice. Three words would you use to describe Mary?
Queen, hip-hop, R&B.
If your stage name weren't Method Man, what would it be?
Bruce Willis.
What's one thing the general public would be surprised to know about Diddy?
What would the general public be surprised to know about Diddy? He manscapes.
What three words would you use to describe yourself in the bedroom?
Efficient, generous, and quick.
All right. Okay. What's your guilty pleasure TV show of choice?
Oh, God, you got to do this to me. My guilty pleasure TV show of choice is, right? Like, I'll say anything with Real Housewives in front of it.
All right. That's the best answer. Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you, Method Man. Okay, we have a lot of viewer questions for you guys. Ray from Monterey, California wants to know, Mary, did you see the Brandy versus Monica versus battle? And would you ever be down to participate in one?
Yeah, I saw it and I loved it. But no, I don't want to do a versus. I don't. I'm cool.
Mary would kill somebody in versus. She killed somebody in versus, man. She got way too many hits. Can't nobody keep up.
Mary, can you say who you were rooting for in the Brandy Monica one?
You know, I was rooting for both of them because they both have, like, amazing history, amazing songs. They were very, you know, friendly to each other during the versus, you know, in spite of, you know, all the chatter we heard, you know, in the business of them being at each other's throat. They were very mature about how to handle it. And so I was rooting for both of them because they both have joints. Like, Brandy and Monica got joints.
Slapping.
Method, isn't Dave One wants to know how it feels to be the internet's new crush thanks to teenage bounty hunters? I mean, everybody's talking about your big arms.
New crush? I'm almost 50 years old. I'm too old to be a crush.
No, that's not true. That is not true. Okay, we have so many fun questions for you guys. Mary, Patricia H. wants to know, what is hateration holleration in a dancery? And have you ever said it in real life?
Well, let me explain to you the writing on that. My little brother and myself wrote that. And that was a time when they were using a certain type of language. So he put it in a song. And there it is, hateration. It's not a real thing. It's just hateration, but no hate. You know what I mean? No hateration. You know, in the danceries, you know, it's just some fun. You know, whatever.
Method Grace F wants to know how the Cher Wu-Tang collaboration came to be, and will we ever be able to hear the full album?
Cher, we did a song with Cher.
You did. She's on two songs on an album you guys made.
Yo, RZA crazy, man. That dude is an OG of OGs. I didn't even know that. What's next? Quentin Tarantino is going to be twerking in one of our videos? That's crazy.
That's all right. And news to you. Mary, Millie T wants to know if it's true that in your rider, you demand a brand new toilet seat for every room you use in every city you perform.
No, that's not true. But they have to clean my bathroom spotless.
Okay. Well, that's fair. By the way, Mary, what was your reaction when you saw Kamala Harris walk out to your... to your song at the DNC? Did you know that was going to happen? That had to blow you away.
I didn't see it coming, and I didn't even see it until later, you know, because I recorded it, but I was doing something. I was busy, and my phone just started blowing up, and everybody's like, yo, she's coming out to your song. I'm like, who? They're like, Kamala. And so it was just overwhelming. It blew me away. I didn't know at all. I was so surprised and blown away that she chose. That's a song from the Growing Pains album. And I didn't know she would even knew about that song. And to have it be a part of her history is just crazy. She made me go back the other day and listen to the Growing Pains album where the song came from. And the lyrics in that song is like, oh my God, I see why I forgot what I wrote. Incredible.
That's awesome. So on the political bent, Method, Carolina Y wants to know, looking back, do you regret having Donald Trump appear on your album, Judgment Day?
No, I have a very intelligent answer for that. No, I don't, honestly. Different time then. And he actually did it as a favor for Russell Simmons. Everyone always talks about that cameo, but nobody talks about the Janet Jackson one, which is my favorite on that whole entire album.
It is. And so, well, talk to me about the Janet collaboration, because I love Janet.
Actually, she did the skit for me. I wrote it, and you know, it's basically her professing her non-ending love for myself and my music and my talent. You know, she's been ducking me for years, you know, because, you know, publicity just wouldn't work right now for this long distance relationship I have with Janet Jackson. Also, if Cher's doing Wu-Tang joints, she's a classic, man. I love Cher. She need to come holler at me.
Yes. Well, Mary, you have turned out countless show-stopping looks throughout your career, but I want to know which ones would still get your real love and which ones you think deserve a little hateration in this danceria. It's time to play Versace or Hibachi. I'm going to present you with some of your past ensembles. If you like say it's Versace. If you don't, you just toss it on the Hibachi grill, okay? So Versace or Hibachi, here you are at the 95 Billboard Music Awards. How do you feel about this leather outfit?
I was feeling that black plastic that night. With my Fendi bag to match, I was definitely feeling myself.
So you dig it. It's still, you would still rock it.
1,000,000%, especially now.
Yes, okay, it's Versace then. Okay, Versace or Hibachi? Here you are at the 96 Grammys, all in leopard. I kind of feel like Shania Twain might have ripped this look off from you.
Versace, because this was the night I won my first Grammy with my man, Method Man, for Your All I Need. That's the Grammy right there, actually. That's the actual Grammy. So Versace, Versace, Versace.
Nice. Okay, Versace or Hibachi? White feathers and snakeskin leggings at the 96 Ooh. Essence Awards.
Hibachi! Put that on the fryer. Hibachi.
Got the moniker.
She's done with it. All right. Here you are in 1999 at VH1 Divas Live. What do you think?
I like that.
Burn it.
I think it's elegant.
She wants to burn it. Send it to Staten Island. Send it to Method's house. Versace or Hibachi, here you are at the 99 MTV VMA, EMAs.
Yes, Versace. And I have a Versace t-shirt on right too, by the way.
Yeah, you do. Okay, how about this one? You are ripped to shreds at the 2001 BET Awards.
Oh, Hibachi, that's awful.
Hibachi, okay. Back to the MTV EMAs in 2001, Versace or Hibachi?
You know what? I got to kind of give this one Versace because I did love that coat. I did that whole look I kind of loved. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Versace, how about this one? You're at the 03 Essence Awards in autumnal tones.
Oh, Hibachi, burn it.
Burn it, everybody. Okay, two more quickly. How about this? 2003.
Trash.
Trash it. Okay. Here you are at the 2004 Grammys, Versace or Hibachi?
I say Hibachi. I wasn't ready for that. So it didn't.
She was not ready for that, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Mary J. Mary Ilana W. said she's so excited for your new wine. What prompted you to start this journey, and why did you want to make a rosé out of Pinot Grigio?
Well, I love white wine. Period. I love Pinot Grigio. And what started me on this journey, I was on tour with Maxwell like 3 years ago. And we were hanging out and he had some of his Italian friends with him. And I was just drinking white wine, having a good time. And one of them said to me, well, would you think about doing a white wine? And I didn't even blink. I said, yes, like immediately. Turns out one of his friends was Marco Fontanelle from Fontanelle Wineries. It was Marco's idea. I didn't know the Pinot Grigio grape was red in the first place. I thought it was a white for all white grapes. And that was their idea to do a rosé. I wanted a Pinot Grigio, just straight up white wine. And then when it came as a rosé, I was like, oh, this is perfect. This is beautiful. So my partner, Marco, it was his idea to make the Pinot Grigio a rosé. I just wanted a Pinot Grigio because that's my favorite. but now this rosé is like my favorite. I can't stop drinking it.
You're making me thirsty, Mary J., I got to tell you.
Yeah, how about we have
this year
some?
Marks... Yeah. Oh, perfect. Well, this year marks the 40th anniversary of Bravo. So all through September, I'm going to be celebrating important Bravo anniversaries with a new segment called...
This Day in Bravo History.
Okay, fittingly with Mary and Method Man here tonight, I'm going to throw it back to another iconic collaboration. On this day in 2008, we aired the finale of Date My Ex, Joe and Slade. This was a show featuring former OC housewife Joe De La Rosa and her ex-boyfriend Slade Smiley, who was there to help Joe find a boyfriend. Here's a clip. Oh my God.
I came to say goodbye, so good luck.
Just so you know, Joe did not end up with this guy.
Laughs
in the finale.
She
lives in New York now. Slade, as you know, has a beautiful baby with Gretchen Rossi. Not our best show, but that was a fun show. I want to thank Mary and Method Man for being here. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
It is the Watch What Happens Live after show with Mary J. Blige and Method Man. You can see them both on Power Book 2, Ghost, Sundays at 8 on Stars. Speaking of which, Christina M. wants to know, what's it like what has it been like working with the television producing side of 50 Cent on Power Book 2? How's it been? How's it been working on the show?
Well, first of all, 50... I don't see 50 on set, but, you know, just working with 50, getting to this point to actually be in the show, it's been an amazing ride because 50 is one of the smartest businessmen like you ever want to meet. You know, he teaches me a lot. He taught me a lot. So it's been amazing, informative, inspiring, the whole nine. He's an amazing man.
Mm-hmm. For both of you, he's fabulous, said, I loved Meth and Mary's performance on BET when Mary, the queen of hip hop soul, was honored in 2019. How did it feel to see the crowd singing along to every word of every song?
I actually enjoyed the whole performance. I enjoyed the whole thing. She killed that night. The whole ensemble from the beginning to the end, the costume changes. Mary was in her bag that night, man. It was a great night, man. I was just a glorified backdrop for that greatness that night. You know what I mean? It was nice to be there. And I was very, no, serious, because I was happy that she even included me in her moment, because she could have had anybody there that she wanted there. And she chose me, which I, thank you for that, Mary. Appreciate it.
Yeah, but thank you, Meth. I appreciate that. But you were one of the most important moments and still is one of the most important moments in my life. Like, I won, I don't think people understand, I'm the queen of hip hop soul. I won my first Grammy with a hip hop song. And I was a huge Method Man. I was a huge Wu-Tang Clan fan. But then when this dude talking about M-E-T-H-O-D, man, my head just, I'm a hip hop head, like, you know, and he's to that. have him there that night, everybody was losing it because he's so important to my career, really.
I appreciate you. Thank you. You're far too kind. See that, Andy? I'm somebody, man.
That's the truth.
Yeah, you are. That is so
it's the truth. The truth, son.
Meth, Veronica, you said, is there any truth to Biggie saying that you were his favorite rapper? And what's your favorite Biggie song?
First of all, let me correct her. I'm everybody's favorite rapper. Let's just put it that way. Everybody
yes.
loves it. My favorite Biggie song by far is Ten Crack Commandments. He murdered that. It's like he was speaking to not just our audience, but everybody. It's like if you didn't get a jewel out of Ten Crack Commandments, you didn't listen good enough. Great song.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mary, Joseph S. wants to know your favorite memory of performing at the Super Bowl with NSYNC, Aerosmith, and Britney Spears.
Wow. I mean, I guess just being up there with all of those mega stars at the time, like they were all huge, huge, huge pop stars. And I was on my way, you know, to becoming, you know, I mean, I was, you know, I it was just a big moment. It was the next level.
Mary, you're in the new Aretha Franklin biopic playing Dinah Washington. What can you tell us about the movie and about Jennifer Hudson's performance?
Nice. Well, I mean, the movie is going to be incredible because it's so informative. I didn't know Aretha was so shy as a young woman because she's so aggressive and bold and assertive. And this character, this young Aretha, is shy and unsure of herself. And Dinah Washington, who is the character I play, is solid and she's a savage. And she, you know, wants Aretha to be more assertive, you know. So, by the way, Jennifer Hudson she's an amazing actress. She's killing this role. And I play Dinah Washington, who was her tough mentor and a family member, like a family friend, and who's not taking it easy on her, you know, calling her out on how phony they are as church people and saying how phony church people are. And she's going in with this Dinah Washington chick. So, yes, it's fun. It's fun playing a savage all the time.
Love that.
I love it. I can't wait. One last question before we go. Mary, Ryan B. wants to know if the rumors are true that Umbrella was offered to you and went to Rihanna after you turned it down. Is that true?
I was in Umbrella Academy. I did it. So I don't know how I could.
The song Umbrella.
Oh, forgive me. Okay. Yes. It was during Grammy time for me. It was a big Grammy time. I was nominated for 8 Grammys and I was trying to get myself together for that. And during that time, that's when Umbrella came to me and I couldn't do anything with it because I was so busy with my own life. And I was like, you know what? It doesn't really sound like me anyway. And then Rihanna took it. I said, well, there, it was for Rihanna anyway. It wasn't for Mary J. Blige.
Wow, so you don't regret it?
No, because everything about that song is so tailor-made for Rihanna. Nothing about that song was Mary J. Blige. My fans would have been bugging out on me. You know, but Rihanna, it was perfect. I don't regret it at all.
That is so interesting. That's so interesting. Well, guys, I'm really excited about Power Book 2. Ghost Sundays at 8 on Stars. Yes. You two are a great duo all the way around. Thank you for indulging my hijinks tonight. I love seeing you both and hope to see you in person sometimes. Thanks for hanging out.
All right, Andy. Good seeing you. Bye again.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.